ladies and gentlemen. It is time. Well, Rumbletone Radio Go-Go technically began at 3 o'clock. Big thanks to CJ for filling on in as I made the journey. You know, I always thought of Walnut Grove being the place where Laura Ingalls was from, but I found out it's in Langley, where I just drove back from. But ladies and gentlemen, it's about rock and roll for the next 93 minutes. And live rock and roll, too, because I got some shows to tell you about tomorrow night with the Vicious Cycles and the Beelines. Friday night with the great Transmitters with their pals Shimmering Stars and the Maxines and the debut of the Ballantines. That's Friday night at the Cobalt. Also, tickets to give away this afternoon. Ladies and gentlemen, let's make things happen.
To the Batmobile. Let's go.
Atomic batteries to power.
Turbines to speed.
You're ready to move, huh? Some people like my music, still I can't get a gig. Cause I don't play the same old things they think I oughta do. But if they're so aware and hip, FM's all rude. Till we invade the stations and take over from the pit. I gotta hijack the radio, make them play something worth
We'll be right back. Don't touch that dime.
And play something new.
I'm calling the
Wednesday mornings on CITR from 8 to 10 a.m. It's the Suburban Jungle Show with your radio host, DJ Jack Velvet. Thrills, chills, excitement, and music. That's the Suburban Jungle Show, Wednesday mornings from 8 to 10 on 101.9 FM in Vancouver. You can also catch this show, streaming and podcast, at www.jackvelvet.net. Don't miss the Suburban Jungle Show. Wednesdays, 8 to 10, 101.9 FM, CITR.
And this, ladies and gentlemen, is new from the Trashies.
Yeah! Miss Lefebvre! Miss Lefebvre! It's me, Baby Fritz, and I love you!
Gentlemen, 345 CHR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, Rumbletone Radio at GoGo, the name of the show, that's the Bellamy Peladines, one of Vancouver's finest, off of their newly released Neptune Records recording, self-titled album from the Peladines, track called Soul Finger. We also heard prior to the Peladines, Mal, otherwise known as Meow. They were forced to change their name due to a lawsuit, but Meow will be performing at the Mint Records 20th anniversary party at the Waldorf. But no, not with Nico Case, I found out. Everybody but. But it's kind of cool. The Evaporators will be performing that weekend. Same with Hot Panda. The Gay will be getting back together again. Vancouver, of course. And Cubs Home Videos. That'll actually feature some Nico Case. She was their original drummer. And quite a few other great people, too, happening at the Waldorf Hotel, the Mint Records 25th anniversary, Friday, November the 25th. I told you that already. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to bring down the James T. Kirks, who I can only imagine put on a great show last weekend at the Fairview. But prior to now, new material from the Trashies, a couple tracks, really short one called White Mold, and then Schultz, Mies Republic, something like that. It's a very DJ-unfriendly vinyl and gold slab disc with all the tracks melding in from one to the other. But I was able to squeeze two in there. I hope you enjoyed it. The Polymorphines, who were in town last month playing with the Transmitters, and Transmitters playing this Friday night, but more coming up on that in a little while. Polymorphines with Mean Street, Jimmy, the Nerve Breakers, new from them, song I Can't Get Enough Of, and I guess same with Jack Velvet. He called in, wanted to know the name of that track, The Nerve Breakers. Hijack the Radio, one of two new singles from them. They're keeping it kind of a secret, doing it the old-fashioned way when bands used to just release singles. All you had was the name of the band, the name of the song, and maybe the people who wrote it, and the record label, of course, and that label was Get Hip Records. The Gorries doing a track called Out of Here from their the title track of their album on Crypt Records. Coming up in 12 minutes, we'll be Covered with Cheese. Now, ladies and gentlemen, let's hear from the Vicious Cycles, who will be performing this Thursday night at the Fortune Sound Club. on East Pender, just a hop, skip, and a jump off of Main Street. Vicious Cycles will be performing with their pals, the Beeline. So as far as I know, and according to Ryan, too, from the Beeline, said this is going to be their first show together, which is kind of odd because they're all good friends. But the Vicious Cycles and Beeline playing this Thursday with What's Hot and the Progressive Thinker opening the show with doors starting at 9 o'clock. And the cool thing about the Fortune 9 Club, nightclub, well, if you were at the last Vicious Cycle show and you saw how many motorcycles were cruising around on the dance floor and revving things up, keeping the action going, not like the Vicious Cycles need it because they're all about action, but Fortune Sound Club does have a staircase in the back that leads to the alley where the motorcycles can be parked, and they also have a great big service elevator. If you were to call me and let me know that you're there, I'd open up the back doors for you to ride on up. Or send down the elevator. Call me up here. Let me know what you think. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Vicious Cycles off of their new album, The Strange and Terrible Saga of... This is High and Wild.
Even late in the delivery room, said my parents as they hung their heads in shame. Johnny, 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 what? I'm a Johnny come lately. Yes, I'm a Johnny come lately. Cause I'm a Johnny come lately. Yes, I'm a Johnny come lately. I'm sorry. I don't mean to be noticing you've been hanging around, but my feet are hardly ever on the ground. It's like I told you I was new to it. Then you're in the arms of someone that I hate. Johnny, 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 what? I'm a Johnny come lately. Yes, I'm a Johnny come lately. Cause I'm a Johnny come lately. Yes, I'm a Johnny come lately. Johnny, 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 whoops, Johnny, whoops, Johnny, 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 Johnny. Johnny, 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 whoops, Johnny, whoops, Johnny, 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 Johnny. Whoops, Johnny, whoops, Johnny, 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 Johnny. Johnny, 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 whoops, Johnny, whoops, Johnny, 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 go!
This is I on
Shindig.
As usual, Shindig battles happen at the Railway Club, Tuesdays at 9 p.m. The November 1st competition will feature three more local bands, Canadian Southern Three-Piece, Beekeeper, the experimental alternative sounds of the Harshies, and local favorites, Manhands. November 8th, Shindig brings you Conspiracy Farm, The Population Drops, and Synthcake. You don't want to miss Shindig. Tickets are only $8. Doors are at 9 p.m., and it always goes down at the Railway Club.
Trying hard enough to be cool.
Yeah, that's right. Do what people tell you to do. Don't worry about your immortal soul. Worry about being hip and cool.
Away with you, Satan, father of lies and prince of deceit. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
No!
Who are you?
We're the Knights of the New Crusade.
Here to set you straight.
Before it's too late.
Devil proud. Satan plans to bring her down. The man she needs sitting in the clouds.
She's a lipstick lesbian. She thinks she's having fun. She's a lipstick lesbian, but her trouble has begun.
Hanging out with yoga tramps, worshiping those pop stars too. Got the witness to her. I guess it's up to me and you.
She's a lipstick lesbian. She thinks she's having fun. She's a lipstick lesbian. But the trouble has begun.
I pray to God to save her soul. Likes a life in danger and sin. Her life with trouble will take its toll. Only Jesus can save from the trap of sin.
She's a lipstick lesbian. She thinks she's having fun. She's a lipstick lesbian. But her trouble has begun. A lipstick lesbian. She thinks she's having fun. She's a lipstick lesbian. Her trouble has begun.
And while we're at it, let's keep marriage sacred and outlaw divorce, adultery, and pornography.
Amen.
Amen.
Blind window staring down from the hill. Lily Dale Orphan is silent and still. Creeping through the hallway, peering through the locks. Now all the kid is sleeping, but now it's 12 o'clock. Silver rays beaming down from the moon. If you stare too long, they're gonna burn right through. And the moon's a mama rat. What Danny's words are gonna turn on you.
It's Jackson Fibes here on Rebel Tone Radio at GoGo. A track called Lilydale Orphanage, which you can find on a terrific compilation that the Real Boss Hoss released a couple of years ago called International Stompolation at Jackson Fibes. Well, I know there's going to be at least one listener out there that can tell me endless stories about that particular character who's gone under numerous names and has been in numerous bands, including the Forbidden Dimension and I believe Color Me Psycho and a whole heap of others. But every now and again, that name of his, Jackson Fibes, creeps up again, and I'm glad to see it on that LA release on Kaiser Records. And the Knights of the New Crusade out of the East Bay of California, where there's some, I'm not going to go into anything political right now, but the Knights of the New Crusade, I didn't write down the name of the track. I don't think it really matters. It's on Jello Biafra's label, Alternative Tentacles, and they made all of the T's and Alternative Tentacles into crosses. Go figure, eh? And the Spivvies before that, a defunct band out of Long Beach, California that actually thinks Norman, who used to host this particular time slot here when he did the terrific Motor Daddy radio show, who's currently, that gentleman is currently playing in the Vicious Cycles, who I played before the Spivvies track called Johnny Come Lately, the Vicious Cycles High and Wild, in which Norman is playing the theremin, and his kid is playing drums, and there once was a time when Billy of the Vicious Cycles had a band called The Pirates, and they actually did a show in Southern California with the Spivvies, so there's a little bit of connection for you. It's a minute after 4 o'clock. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, Rumble Tone Radio at GoGo. Heard Wednesdays from 3 until 5 p.m., except for today. It was a little bit late. But a big thank you going out to CJ for filling in the good tunes while I was making the trek from Langley, of all places, today, speeding along the highway, just like the Vicious Cycles don't recommend, but I've seen them do it. On their two wheels, of course. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Covered with Cheese. Oh, by the way, Vicious Cycles playing tomorrow night. If you just tuned in, they're playing with the Beelines, What's Hot, and the Progressive Thinker tomorrow night at the Fortune Sound Club on 147 East Pender, just a hop, skip, and a jump from Main Street. But now, ladies and gentlemen, let's talk about Friday night's live activities. I recommend you make your way down to the Cobalt, because when I tell you about the lineup of bands playing, you're going to go, holy smokes, gotta be there. Opening the night on Friday, November the 11th at the Cobalt. You all know where that is, right? Of course you do. The debut show from ex-transmitter Jared, who was also in the Parallels, of course. His new band called The Ballantines. And I have heard from a friend who used to play bass in Chick Magnets and the Van Cortlandt Rangers and the Insipids, and he's heard the new tracks from The Ballantines. And if I can find something, I will play it for you before the show is over. But he says they're absolutely amazing, very, very, very soul, and they're doing it right. Well, what do you expect when one half of the East Van Soul Club is behind this new project known as The Ballantines. So they're going to be kicking off the show from Olympia, Washington, the Maxines, featuring ex-members of Junior Varsity and the Knaves. Great combination there. Plus the Shimmering Stars and, of course, the Transmitters will be headlining and closing up the night. It's all taking place this Friday night at the Cobalt, with doors at 8 and show beginning at 9:30. So before I tell you how you can win a pair of tickets, but most of you who are listening on a regular basis, you know how that works, I'll play a brand new track from the soon-to-be-released Transmitters single. Let's take a listen to Dream Our Dreams Away. Brand spanking new. This very well could be the debut here. Definitely the debut on Rumble Tone Radio. Go-Go could be the world premiere, but maybe, maybe not. One way or another, though, I know you're going to hear it, and you're going to hear it now. And then after we play this track, I'll tell you how you can win a pair of tickets to the show this Friday night. Here's the Transmitters.
I've been told that time is on my side. If this is true, then I guess I'll always be alive. Not always easy to go on. My life still to live. So then,
I've been told all you are is the dreams you have. And once I'm gone, I hope my memories don't make you sad. Just one chance, Lee, that mom called me.
Dream Our Dreams Away, brand spanking new from Vancouver's Transmitters, who will be performing this Friday night at the Cobalt with the Ballantines, the Maxines, and Shimmering Stars. And a very, very polished sound from that particular new Transmitters tune, but can only expect the best from those guys, and they'll put on an amazing live show. Anybody who's seen them before can certainly vouch for that. All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Covered with Cheese. I'm about to play a very cheesy cover song, and the first person to identify the song that is covered oh so cheesily will win a pair of tickets to the aforementioned show featuring the Transmitters at the Cobalt this Friday night. The phone number is 604-822-2487, and that by now you should know spells out 604-UBC-CITR. I know a whole lot of you have your phones in your hand already. You're probably starting to dial some of the digits, just holding off until the very last number so it'll go through when you hear the first few notes. But maybe or maybe not. See, I was just stalling for the people, trying to make it fair for everyone. The song performed, I'm not going to tell you who it was originally by, because that'll make it oh so easy, but it is now being covered very cheesily by the Golden Gate Strings. The song came out in the 60s, like most of the cover songs I play here. Are you ready? Are you set? Let's go.
Thank you.
off to me. Bugger off. Bugger off. Sod. Sod. Bloody. Bloody. Now put them all together. Bugger off, you bloody sod.
Bugger off, you bloody sod.
Okay, you're in.
Let's smash things up!
Every Saturday, from noon to 1 p.m., listen to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM, UBC Radio in Vancouver.
Yeah.
Whatever you do, don't listen to the parallels. They really do want you to go. They don't just say don't go about this Friday show. They want you to be there. In fact, I bet you each and every one of the parallels will most likely be there. Some on stage, some watching. Because this Friday at the Cobalt, as I've been telling you about, the Transmitters with Shimmering Stars and the Ballantines. Well, there's a parallel in the Transmitters. There used to be two. There's a parallel in the Ballantines. And there's none in the Maxines. But here are the Maxines who are performing this Friday night with all of those bands. This is High Command Sessions. They're going to want you to go. And so do I. So be there. Friday. Cobalt. Short Kong, sorry, short song from the Maxines. As I'm knocking everything over here in the CITR studios, but that's okay, it's 420. I ain't even done any smoking, I haven't done that in years. But if I did, I'd be knocking even more things over and spilling a whole lot of stuff too. All right, White Out from the Maxines. I'm sure they're gonna play that song this Friday night at the Cobalt, but let me just tell you about that whole set. The Maxines, White Out, Parallels, Don't Go, The Boys doing Cop Cars. I know, the Transmitters once shared a stage with the Boys. Can't remember what city. I think Austin. But that particular Boys track that we heard, Cop Cars, was recorded at the Peel Sessions for the BBC on August 8th of 1977. And Emergency, featuring one of the original Transmitter vocalists, Fergus, was actually in a great band in 1979 called The Strike. But that was his terrific band, Emergency, before the Transmitters. It came out in 2004. A terrific song of theirs, Idle Generation from Emergency, and the Golden Gate Strings covering the great Monkees tune, Not Your Stepping Stone. Of course, they didn't write it, but interesting thing, though, about whiteout, it was Michael Nesmith's mother who invented liquid paper to do all the whiting out. I don't think the Maxines really care about that, and nor do I, nor do you, but I do care that you do make it to the Cobalt this Friday night, because you're going to enjoy it. You'll be telling about all your friends on Saturday you ran into. What a great time you had. All right, what am I about to play? I know. about to play Chains of Love, their new single. You've heard it, you love it, and you are big fans of theirs. I know it. So am I. Here's a double dose of new material. This is brand spanking new from the Bad Vibrations.
We'll be right back.
Oh, yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, you don't know how stoked it I am right now. But let me just tell you, that was the new single, or the B-side of the new single from Needles Pins, California Corner. But good news. The Ballantines do have something for me to play for you. They are opening the show this Friday night at the Cobalt, followed by the Maxines, Shimmering Stars, and then, of course, the Transmitters. This is a track called The Message. It's from the Ballantines, featuring former Transmitter Jared and former Parallel Jared as well. All right, The Message from the Ballantines.
This Hello, this is Tony Bardock of the Pointed Sticks, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
With a track called Hand Me Downs, can be found on his first album that Snap Records out of Spain put out. If that vocalist sounded somewhat familiar, that's because I played the Telltale Hearts, his one of his earlier bands. I think he was a very short-lived band called The Mystery Machine, which is featured on one of the Vox compilation albums. But the legendary Telltale Hearts. But then when that broke up, he had a cool thing called The Town Criers going, which sounded a hell of a lot like that track I just played. And I even got a chance to play on one of my early radio shows when I was just old enough to buy my first beer. Legally, that is. Ray Brandes. Yeah, interesting thing about him is he's a big fan of the Zeros. And several years ago when I was in Las Vegas at one of those shakedown shows with all the good garage bands, Ray Brandes put together something pretty cool featuring, himself and... Well, I guess that's kind of cool. But with members of the Zeros and the Crawdaddies, they didn't even have a name. He kind of pulled some of his friends up out of the audience, but somehow or another, they had something rehearsed, and it was amazing. And then that led to the Zeros getting back together again. But Ray Brandes did have quite a big following in Spain. That's why they put out that great album called Continental Drifter, which is a bit kind of a... Well, it's a Graham Parsons song on it, so it gets a little bit country-ish. Kind of shied away from the Outsiders' Pretty Thing sound and did something a bit different. But that happens to a hell of a whole lot of bands. Prior to Ray Brandes, it's hot outside. It's going to be a long time since we have a chance to say that, but I'm looking forward to saying it again next summer. That being, it's actually released on the Nerve CD that I bought at Scratch Records called One Way Ticket. It is the first official Nerves CD that actually has tracks from the Nerves and the Breakaways and even the Plimsolls playing a Nerves track and all sorts of demos and live cuts. The main thing about it, and a big kudos heading out to CJ, who actually did play the Nerves earlier on while I was racing here to the CITR studios. The Nerves, Paul Collins, Peter Case, and Jack Lee. But that track we just played, I just played right before Ray Brandes, called It's Hot Outside, wasn't actually really The Nerves. It was Jack Lee with some friends of his from the Rubber City Rebels that recorded a song right after The Nerves broke up. But I'm happy to find it on that particular track, otherwise I wouldn't have it to play for you. Headquarters from New York City doing Good Thing. They were featured on the American Mod soundtrack that was premiered over at... the Rich Theater, about over 10 years ago. Wow! The Ballantines, with a track called The Message. They are opening the show this Friday night at the Cobalt. Ladies and gentlemen, only 15 more minutes left of Rumbletone Radio A Go-Go, and then the Arch Report takes over for an hour here on CITR, and coming up on this evening's Arch Report, a science experiment using Shakespeare's Merchant of Venus, and also coverage of the Giller Prize? And Kanzine? Either I can't read his writing or I'm just pronouncing it incorrectly. Either way, stay tuned at 5 o'clock for the Arts Report and they will fill you in correctly and pronounce everything right and fill in all the details and all the voids in a way that will be very, very interesting to each and every one of us. I would like you to take a listen to a couple public service announcements. And then when I come back, I'm going to play something new from the V-Lines because they're playing tomorrow night at the Fortune Sound Club with the Vicious Cycles. But first, hear this.
Reclaim your radio.
On Monday, November 14th,
campus and community radio stations across Canada will participate in a special day-long broadcast celebrating the 11th annual Media Democracy Day.
The 25th anniversary of the National Campus Community Radio Association, or NCRA, and the launch of an NCRA-led campaign to reserve Canadian radio frequencies for campus and community broadcasters.
The special broadcast will air live from 12 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on this station and other participating stations nationwide.
Tune in, turn on, and stand up for community-powered radio.
For more information, visit ncra.ca.
Welcome to My Money Life, a daily financial perspective with Crown Financial Ministry CEO, Chuck Bentley.
I've been studying the demands of the Occupy Wall Street protesters, and they generally boil down to three complaints. Number one, greedy corporations and individuals aren't giving enough of their wealth to fund a broad array of government programs for everybody else. Second, the income gap between the poor and the rich is growing and needs to shrink. And finally, people without money have no voice and no one to champion their cause. Well, let's look at each one of these issues through a biblical lens. First, greed. A corporation is formed to make a profit, and it has a moral responsibility to maximize profits for its shareholders, who are often teachers, firefighters, shop owners, and laborers investing for retirement. It's fallacious to argue that a corporation is greedy. As for the greed of individuals, the protesters actually are championing one of God's financial principles, that we should love people more than money. But their solution is based on another sin, envy. Instead of praying for spiritual transformation of the individual, they want the government to force transformation on everyone. Is envy less of a sin than greed? I don't think so. Remember, you shall not covet your neighbor's house. As for closing the wealth gap, the protesters again put their faith in government, not God. The desire to care for the poor can only come from a spiritual transformation, a realization that someone else, God, loved you first. Finally, the notion that we have no voice and no one to care for us is equally untrue. God cares for us, and He's promised to provide for our every need. We need to start our own movement, a movement to combat the hollow and deceptive philosophies of man with the truth of God's financial principles.
This has been My Money Life. You can hear this program again online at crown.org. That's crown.org.
All right, here's the B-Lines. We're playing with the Vicious Cycles tomorrow night over at the Fortune Sound Club with What's Hot and the Progressive Thinker. This is a track on their new album. It's called The Hastings Strut. We've all done it, we've all seen it, and here they are playing it.
Scream out!
rather cranked up. New from the Praves here on Rumbletone Radio Agogo, a track called 30 Minute Meal on a brand new 7-inch on Save by Vinyl Records. It's one of three tracks from the Praves. Praves are from Calgary / Vancouver, because I heard one of them is going to UBC now, so I'm hoping the other guys are going to come and join them and put on a fine show for us. And when I find out about it, I'll be sure to tell each and every one of you if you tune in. And don't forget about the podcast. You can subscribe to it. It'll show up on your iTunes, or you can listen to it live on the computer without any static that you might otherwise receive. Prior to the Praves, new material from the Authorities, who have a brand new album out on Get Hip Records called Kung Pao a Go-Go. Love that a Go-Go. And the Beelines with Hastings Strut. Beelines playing tomorrow night with the Vicious Cycles. This right here is brand spanking new. I'll do my best to pronounce it. Odonis Odonis. And it's mighty, mighty, mighty fine. If you don't believe me, you decide. That's new from The Brains here on Rumbletone Radio at GoGo, signing off. But before The Brains, Odonis is how we're trying to pronounce it, or I'm probably pronouncing it all wrong. Hollandaise, new from them. I'm going to leave you with the Vicious Cycles because they're playing tomorrow night with Beeline's What's Hot and the Progressive Thinker. It's an inexpensive show. Doors start at 9 o'clock. You better be there, and you better be seeing the Transmitters Friday night at the Cobalt with a whole bunch of their friends, including the Maxines, the Ballantines, and the Shimmering Stars. Here's the Vicious Cycles with Mother Mary Motorcycle. Adios, amigos. See you next Wednesday. Stay tuned for the Arts Report.
Today on the Arts Report, a theater social experiment using The Merchant of Venice at the Telus Studio Theater, looking back at an important chapter in gay history with The Temperamentalists, and also a cornucopia of plays by the UBC Players Club called Festival Dionysia, plus books coverage including The Gillers, Canzine, and more, and we're giving away two tickets to The Merchants. Sorry, two merchants. So stay with us. Thank you.